All right, everybody, you ready to dive into some serious luxury? Today, we're talking Scope Lang Suan, that Bangkok condo everyone's whispering about. Got some articles here, even a video tour someone sent in. Let's see if this place is really all that.
What intrigues me is how this Scope Lang Suan thing, it's like a little window into what luxury even means in a city like Bangkok, you know? Tradition and this crazy, fast-paced future all mixed up.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of, first thing that struck me, Lang Suan itself. Apparently, this neighborhood's the priciest in all of Bangkok.
Yeah, you're talking top tier and then some.
And get this, it's built on freehold land, which is like insanely rare there, according to what I'm reading.
See, that's the thing right there. It's exclusivity baked right in.
Yeah.
From the ground up, literally.
And they paid how much for this land?
3.1 million baht per square watt.
Okay, I don't even know what that translates to, but it sounds expensive.
Oh, dang. Roughly 77 square feet per watt. We're talking record-breaking land purchase here before they even designed the building.
Talk about making an entrance. But hold on. Lang Suan isn't just some hidden away spot for billionaires, is it? It's actually well situated, right? Close to everything.
Think about it. This location, it's not just convenient, right? It's a statement. You're in the heart of it all. Business districts, high-end shopping, embassies.
And probably bumping elbows with some serious power players on your way for that morning coffee.
Maybe. But let's get into the actual building. Yeah, the design of Scope Lang Suan is something else.
Oh, this is where it gets really interesting. We're talking a 34-story high-rise designed by Cohn Peterson Fox, no less.
KPF. They've done, what, some of the most famous skylines around the world?
Exactly. But they didn't stop there. Interiors are done by Thomas Jewell Hansen, the billionaire's building in New York. That's his work.
Right, so they're aiming high, clearly.
And it shows. Woven patterns on the outside, very traditional Thai, but then super modern Lowy glass, tons of natural light, high ceilings everywhere. They even called it a vertical echo of the tropics.
They're going for a whole vibe, aren't they? Not just modern, but tied into the heritage, but in a subtle way. Jewell Hansen's known for that, you know.
The quietly elegant approach, right? Like, you don't need to shout when you've already arrived.
Exactly. Ah. So we've got the location, the big name designers, but what's it actually like to live in this place? You were geeking out over those reviews earlier.
Okay, the size of these condos, below my mind, smallest one bedroom starts at 86 square meters. 86. That's unheard of in Bangkok, isn't it?
Space is the ultimate luxury in a city like that. You're not wrong.
And those high ceilings. I felt like I could breathe just watching the video tour. Plus, they're not holding back on the details. Gangnam ovens, sub-zero fridges.
Status symbols, everyone. It's about more than just the appliance, you know. That's the lifestyle it implies.
Even if all you're doing is reheating takeout, right?
Precisely. But here's the kicker. I was surprised by the price. It's actually competitive for what it is. They're starting at 400,000 baht per square meter.
Really? That's, well, I mean, it's still a lot of money, but compared to some of those other crazy luxury places.
It's strategic, I think. Makes it seem almost attainable within a certain tax bracket. Broadens the appeal without losing that high-end image.
So it's luxury, but like with a side of smart investment.
Exactly. And that appeals to a certain kind of buyer. The ones who've got money, but don't want to be frivolous with it.
All right. I'm seeing the angle here. But something tells me there's more to this Scope Lang Suan story than just being a good deal, right? Like, they're trying to change what luxury even means these days.
You're picking up what they're putting down, all right. And it ties into a big trend right now, even among the super rich, sustainability.
Wait, hold up. Sustainable? Luxury? Those don't usually go together in my book.
Think about it. Today's wealthy buyers, especially the ones looking at places like this, they're not just thinking about their own comfort anymore.
They're actually, what, concerned about the planet now?
In a way, yeah. Or at least about their impact on it. It's like a new kind of status symbol to be sustainable, even within the luxury market. And that's where Scope Lang Suan gets really interesting.
So you're saying this building, it's practically got a conscience on top of everything else.
It's pretty wild when you think about it. Scope Lang Suan, they're incorporating eco-friendly stuff in ways you wouldn't expect at this level.
All right, now you've got me really curious. What kind of stuff are we talking about specifically?
Think about Bangkok's climate for a sec. Mm. Hot and sticky, right?
Right.
Well, this building's facade, the design's based on those traditional Thai weaves, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's also maximizing airflow, cutting down on the heat.
Form AD function, nice.
Exactly. And hold on, there's more. Rainwater collection, using plants that don't need a ton of watering. And they're all about energy efficiency everywhere.
Those sleek glass facades, they're energy efficient too.
Yep. Lowy glass helps keep the heat out, lowers their energy needs overall.
Stylish and sustainable, they thought of everything.
It's a growing thing, actually. Luxury real estate's going green. Sustainability isn't just some afterthought anymore.
So less look at how much I spend, more look how responsible I am kind of thing.
Basically. And that resonates with certain buyers, you know? They want their lifestyle to line up with their values. But let's not forget the services this place offers. It's like stepping into a 5-star hotel, but it's your home.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. Concierge, valet, housekeeping. They even got EV charging stations. Okay, I'll admit it, that's fancy. I'm picturing myself rolling up on my, electric scooter, because let's be real, I can't afford the car. And the valet is all, right this way, sir, your charging station awaits.
I wouldn't be surprised. But you've hit on something important. It's not just about convenience, right? It's creating that whole experience of effortless luxury.
Hmm.
Like, everything's taken care of before you even know you need it.
Your wishes are command, but make it real estate. But seriously, do people actually want that level of, I don't know, pampering in their daily lives?
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. Everyone's so busy. Time is the ultimate luxury now. So if you can have someone ELSE handle the mundane stuff, free up your mental space, that's appealing.
Makes sense. Outsource the draining stuff so you can focus on what you actually enjoy.
Exactly. And for a lot of people, that's a huge EE selling point.
All right. So we've got location, design, eco-friendly, and it's practically got staff on call 24/7. But before we hand Scope Langswan the Best Condo Ever award, let's talk about the guy behind it all. Youngyu Chaiprasath, the developer.
Ah, Youngyu. Now there's a character for you. He's kind of a legend in the luxury real estate world.
Not your typical developer, huh? I mean, finance background, lived all over, known for having amazing taste. It's like he walked out of a magazine or something.
You're not far off. He brings a whole different perspective to the table. Gets the money side, obviously.
Yeah.
But he cares about design, quality, creating something truly special.
And that definitely comes through in everything we've learned about Scope Langswan so far. But what's the end goal for him here? Why build these super high-end condos in Bangkok, of all places?
You know, listening to him talk about his vision, it's more than just building. It's about leaving a mark. He wants to create something lasting, something that elevates Bangkok's status, puts it on the map globally.
So it's not just like, make a profit and bounce. He's playing the long game.
Exactly. Thinking bigger picture. Investing in the things that'll matter years down the line. Quality, sustainability, timeless design.
Kind of refreshing, honestly, when so much of that world feels focused on what's hot right now, the next quick buck.
I agree. And I think that's what makes Scope Langswan so fascinating to unpack, you know? It's ambitious, but grounded. Aspirational, but still somehow attainable. Pushing the limits of luxury living without losing sight of what matters.
I'm not going to lie, the hype is starting to get to me a little, but let's be real. Nobody's perfect, not even in the luxury condo world. What are the potential downsides here? What might make someone hesitate?
Well, the obvious one is the price tag.
Right. Maybe not as attainable as we thought. Even if it's competitively priced, we're still talking a serious chunk of change, right?
Oh, absolutely. This level of luxury, it comes at a cost. And even if you've got the initial purchase price covered, condo fees, property taxes, upkeep, and those fancy services, those aren't free either.
It's like that saying, if you have to ask. But even beyond the money, the lifestyle itself might not be for everyone. Living in a high-rise in the middle of a busy city, that's not everybody's dream.
Exactly. Some people, they thrive on that energy, the constant buzz. But others, they might find it overwhelming. They want peace. Quiet. It's like choosing between a night out and curling up at home, you know? Both good. Depends on your mood.
I feel that. And even with all those amenities, you're still living pretty close to a lot of other people.
Exactly. Privacy becomes a trade-off. You're giving up some of that for the convenience and the sense of community that comes with condo living.
So it's a balancing act, figuring out what matters most to you.
Exactly. And speaking of things that matter, there's one more factor potential buyers need to consider. Thailand's political scene.
Right. We can't ignore the, shall we say, dynamic political situation there. Things have been a little eventful lately, wouldn't you say?
That's one way to put it. Thailand's got a history of political change, sometimes instability. Investors need to be aware of that, factor it into their thinking.
So going in with eyes wide open, essentially.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, let's delve into what some of those potential risks might be and how they could impact an investment in a place like Scope Langswan.
All right, so let's talk about these political what-ifs. What should someone considering Scope Langswan actually be aware of?
Well, Thailand has had its fair share of political shifts, that's no secret. Anyone looking at this as an investment, they've got to understand that landscape, not about predicting the future, but knowing it's complex.
Because those shifts, they could shake up the real estate market too, right?
Exactly. Political change can mean economic ups and downs, new policies, even the currency can fluctuate. All that impacts property values.
So information is key. But isn't that true for any overseas investment? There are always going to be country-specific factors.
100%. It's not about being scared, it's about being informed. And part of that is the legal side. Thailand's got its own rules about foreigners owning property.
Right, we touched on that earlier. What are the main things someone needs to know about foreign ownership in Thailand?
The big one is foreigners can own condos, but there are limits. Like in any given building, only 49% of the units can be foreign-owned, max.
So it's not as easy as find a condo, sign the papers, huh?
Not quite. You got to make sure the building even has that foreign ownership quota available. Best to work with a lawyer who knows Thai real estate inside and out. They'll make sure it's all above board.
Sounds like good advice to me. So, bottom line, buying property abroad, especially somewhere like Thailand with its political scene, do your research.
Big time. Know the risks and indeed the rewards. Don't just listen to what people say or fancy brochures. Dig deeper. Talk to experts. Make a choice that fits your goals and your comfort level with risk.
Solid advice. But let's be honest, part of what makes a place like Scopeling Swan so appealing is the dream, right? Living in this luxurious haven in the middle of Bangkok.
Absolutely. Dreams are important. They
Yeah.
motivate us. But got to balance those dreams with a dose of reality.
So how do we do that? Balance the dream with being realistic.
Ask the right questions. Don't just get caught up in the fancy stuff and the views. Ask yourself, does this investment make sense for my finances long term? Am I okay with the risk? Can I actually see myself living here in this city for years?
It's got to fit your life, not just your imagination.
Exactly. At the end of the day, the best investments, they don't just make you money, they bring satisfaction too.
Well said.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up, one final burning question. If Scope Lang Swan is all about redefining luxury, what does that even mean for the rest of us? Is this just marketing, or is there more to it?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Maybe Scope Lang Swan is a peek into the future of luxury, where sustainability, thoughtful choices, experiences, those are the new status
So
symbols.
not just having more, but living better.
Maybe. Or maybe it's about your values lining up with how you live. Choosing brands, places, experiences that reflect what you actually care about.
Defining luxury on your owning terms.
Exactly. And that's a conversation worth having, whether you're shopping for a luxury condo or just trying to live a more intentional, fulfilling life.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. What does living large mean to you? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Scopeling Swan. Until next time, keep those minds open, keep asking questions, and keep exploring the world.